Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, when winter time strikes and you have to bundle up your little ones to go outside, and your teens sometimes refuse to even wear a coat no matter how cold it is, there are some certain things that parents really do need to concentrate on if your kids are going sledding or ice skating or if you're going skiing that are very important. These things are important to make sure that everybody understands. Plus, there's always, you know, dry skin and chapped lips at this time of the year, so we're going to kind of talk about it all. My guest today is Dr. Jamie Friedman. She's a primary care pediatrician at Children's Primary Care Medical Group in San Diego, California, and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Friedman. So let's start with some of the basic winter safety. You know, it's pretty cold out, and let's start with our tiny little guys, because there's a little confusion, Dr. Friedman, about bundling up your little ones, but should you put them in their car seats bundled up?
That is an excellent question, because when you bundle up your babies and stick those straps over the puffy coats and the blankets, it actually makes it less safe. So the recommendation is to keep them in some thin layers, get them strapped in nice and tight right up against them, and then put coats and blankets over the straps. And even in San Diego, I recommend that to my families because at night it can get pretty chilly.
So that's good that you say that. So thinner layers and then blanket over the child, over their lap, while they're in the car seat, because it does make it safer. Those big puffy coats, and you can barely see their little eyes sticking out. And in the car seat, it's definitely looks uncomfortable. So I can imagine it's not safe if it even looks that uncomfortable. So then you've got to take them out and bring them around. What about their little faces? How do we protect those? And do we think about using things like Aquaphor on their cheeks if they do have to be outside for any period of time?
Yeah, the weather is definitely going to affect their skin. Overall, just keep in mind that babies should be in one more layer above what an adult would be warm in. So once they're out of the seat and you're ready to dress them, yeah, put that coat on them, put the hat on the head. They lose a lot of heat from the head. And then, you know, use blankets if you're in a stroller and you're going to be outside. For the face, Aquaphor is one of my favorite products. It's a great protectant. It's a nice barrier. It's going to keep the cheeks and the lips protected. It's safe if they lick it off because, you know, they're going to do that. And it's good protection if their nose is running and they're drooling a little bit. So it's going to keep that skin from getting too chapped and kind of that winter yuck that you see on a lot of babies.
So now on to our toddlers and our tweens. As far as, I mean, they're old enough now to say, I don't want to wear that, or that one is too heavy for me to wear or whatever. But some of them walk to school even in the cold weather. So are we still using scarves? You want to make sure they've got hats. What do we do?
Well, you know, if it's really, some parts of the country are really cold. I mean, if it's really, really cold, try as best as possible to maybe drive them. But if they're walking and it's cold, normal winter weather, they should be in layers, because when they get into school, they're going to be hot and they're going to want to, you know, disrobe and not be all sweaty. And you don't want them in wet, sweaty clothes during the day. So thin layers, you know, got sometimes with tweens, you have to compromise and pick the color they want, the style they want. Find some places where you don't have to have too many battles, but you do want them to have a coat on top, and then hats, mittens, scarves, as much as you can to protect those little parts of the body, like the ears and the fingertips, where they're more at risk of having effects of the cold.
So while kids still want to play outside, let's talk about some of those effects of the cold, hypothermia and frostbite. Explain what those are and how do we recognize them?
So hypothermia is when the body temperature drops below normal due to being out in the cold. And while playing outside in the winter, I grew up in the winter, it's a ton of fun. It's great exercise. You have to really recognize when the kids are getting too cold. So you might see that they're really feeling very shivery, more than normal, especially when they're playing around and should be kind of warm at that point. If they're shivering, if they look like they're getting a little bit more sleepy, maybe not acting right, it is time to take a break and go inside. And it's best to prevent that by just scheduling breaks. You're going to go out and go sledding. In about half hour, we're going to come in, and or 45 minutes, come in, warm up, and then maybe go back outside a little bit later.
Okay, so, you know, things like the ears and such for frostbite, that can happen fast, and it can be something that you don't even really notice till you're inside and it's kind of red and dry. And what do we do for that?
Right. Frostbite will affect those little areas, like we talked about, like you said, the ears, the nose, the fingertips. And you might see that the skin starts to look pale or a little bit gray, and they're complaining that it hurts. And so what you want to do when you go inside, put some warm water on the area, not hot, don't rub it, but like a warm washcloth, and then look and see if it seems like it's recovering. Make sure the child is wrapped in a blanket, drink some warm fluids. But if it's feeling numb, it's blistering, doesn't look right, it is time to call the doctor or get the child seen.
So we're not supposed to rub the area, and we hear lukewarm baths and things like that, not so much?
Warm bath is fine, or warm washcloth, nothing too hot. And you're right, don't rub the area.
Okay, so winter sports, you know, my kids love them. They love to go sledding. They love to go skiing. There's always sort of a little bit of a question as to whether kids are supposed to wear helmets when they go sledding. I mean, so what does AAP say about that?
For sledding, you know, I'm not exactly sure, but for skiing and ice skating and for snowboarding, definitely helmet. Sledding, I think that's a little bit more of a gray zone, because sometimes you're on a little slope where you're just, you know, in the yard. Certainly there's going to be places where you might travel where there's a little bit more of a big track, like an alpine sled kind of place, that you would definitely want to wear a helmet on. So I think that might be situation specific. But definitely skiing, snowboarding, ice skating, I recommend helmets. And, you know, the other thing you have to remember out on the slopes is sunscreen. People don't think about that in the winter, but the sun is going to reflect off the snow and hit the skin. So when you're, you know, before you get bundled up in your snow gear, just get some sunscreen on the face.
That's really important. I know that I have burned out there skiing, so I know how uncomfortable it can be on your face. And the sledding is an interesting, you know, topic, Dr. Friedman, because it does, you know, you're really not quite sure. But like you say, if you're on those bigger hills or you're tubing at one of these ski hills, just wearing the same helmet you ski in makes it so much easier. Now, what's the AAP's position on snowmobiling?
Snowmobiling is one of those things where it looks like a lot of fun, you know, just like ATVs, but it comes with a lot of risk. And a lot of younger kids just don't know how to handle those types of equipment. And, you know, you just need to err on the side of caution. And for young kids, it's probably best that they're not on those types of equipment. And certainly, they really shouldn't be powering it themselves. And that is something where, of course, you definitely want to have everybody in helmets as well. And I recommend the adults wear helmets, because I feel like that is going to set a really good example.
Well, it does. And I used to, as somebody who never wore a helmet when she skied, I now cannot even imagine skiing without one, because it just makes you feel, plus it's warmer, it keeps you warmer, but it makes you feel just a little bit more safe, a little bit more secure. Now, as a pediatrician, and in this time of the year, both, you know, kids with eczema, chapped lips incredibly, and we talked about Aquaphor just a little bit, but you know, eczema and the dry skin can get really bad. If it doesn't sort of work, the Aquaphor, do we use a little hydrocortisone mixed with the Aquaphor? What can we do for those bright red, itchy, dry, scaly parts of our skin?
Yeah, I see this in kids even who don't have eczema. I mean, the winter just wreaked havoc on everybody. And so what I always caution parents about is to not rely on the steroid, but it does work great. And so you want to have a good maintenance plan. So, you know, make sure the baths aren't too hot. And when they get out of the water, just pat them dry, keep the skin a little wet, and get your thick creams and ointments on there so it moisturizes the skin. But if you have a spot that stays red, stays really itchy, you don't want the kid scratching in that too much, because then they can get bacteria. So hydrocortisone, or if your doctor prescribes a steroid, is a great way to soothe the irritation and keep the itch under control. The other thing is, watch your kids licking, because if their lips are chapped, they're going to lick, and it's always going to get worse with licking. There's a little bit of salt in your saliva, which draws water out. So the licking actually makes the dryness worse instead of making it better. And so we'll frequently see kids with that red rim around their lips. And I look at them, I say, I know you're licking your lips. You can tell. So, you know, that's something that you really want to remind your kids, got to stop licking.
So what else would you like to discuss as far as winter safety or parents making sure that they keep stuff in their car? Because sometimes driving around at this time of the year, Dr. Friedman, you know, there's a traffic jam or people slide off the road. You've got your little ones in the back seat. What would you recommend we make sure to carry with us if we're going to be driving around in this weather?
You know, that's great advice. And I think a lot of people don't think about that. You know, put some extra blankets and some bottles of water and some snacks, because if you get stuck in the snow and you have to turn the car off, it's going to get really cold. You know, some other tips that I would recommend is just be careful about wet clothes. We talked about skiing and sledding and playing out in the snow is super fun, but when the clothes get wet, it's going to draw heat from the body and make kids colder, going to increase that risk of hypothermia. So you want to be careful about that. And then we did talk about babies and car seats, but you have to think about babies in the crib too. We don't want extra blankets. It's a risk that can be very dangerous to have, you know, free floating blankets in the crib with infants. And so just keeping them in a warm set of pajamas or a sleep sack is going to be much better than having loose blankets in there where they could get their face stuck into it. So those are some other reminders that I would definitely recommend.
Well, that's a good point, too, because I know that even my daughter in the morning, when she's getting ready, she grabs our little space heater and puts that in the bathroom. And I don't know how many times, and it's just an air one. You know, it's just an air thing, but it scares me every single day. And I go in there, I turn it off, I unplug it. I'm like, you cannot leave this thing sitting here plugged in, unplug it, move it off to the corner here. I mean, this happens in my house every single morning in the winter. And
that
so those
like
little,
every conversation.
Well, I mean, really, she's a teenager at 15. So, you know, whatever, yeah. Shut up, mom. But meanwhile, these little heaters, a lot of families look to them in the wintertime to keep kids' rooms a little bit warmer, or especially in some of this really cold weather we've had. It seems like the heat in your house doesn't work really at all. So, you know, safety things for these heaters, keeping babies away.
Oh, absolutely. The space heater, you cannot leave unattended. And I know they come in a lot of different styles, and some, you know, seem a little safer or will kind of turn off and on, and some are bigger and a little bit more of a risk. But either way, you do not want a burn. You don't want to catch fire, you know, if something flies into it or it falls over. So don't leave space heaters unattended, which means that probably don't want to leave them on in the bedroom once the kids fall asleep. Once they're asleep, they have, you know, bigger kids have heavy blankets on, not infants, of course. They usually should be fine. But the other thing, you know, you bring up a good point, is also the wood-burning stove. That can be popular in a lot of places, and that can cause carbon monoxide to build up in the home. So you have to be careful about that as well. So there's definitely a lot of risks with adding extra heat in the house that all parents need to pay attention to.
And before we wrap up, Dr. Friedman, because as we talk, and that's what these shows are really all about, they're conversations with a pediatrician. A lot of people like to have that nice cozy fire at this time of the year, and it's all cozy in the fireplace. What do we do if our child goes and touches the grate, or, you know, the little window that covers the fireplace, or, you know, we've got it all pretty and we really make an effort to keep our kids away, but they do touch it? What do we do with small burns?
Yeah, kids are curious, so there's always going to be that risk. And it can happen anywhere. It happened to my son picking up a roaster from the campfire. So, you know, those types of burns, you want to put them under cold water, not ice. Don't use ice. Put them under cold water. If it's really hurting, they can take some ibuprofen. If it starts to blister, don't pop it. Let that outer layer of skin protect the underneath skin. You don't want to risk any infection. And of course, if you have a question or concern, you know, take them in to see the doctor. But cold water, not ice, that should be a really big thing that parents need to remember with little burns like that.
That's so important. And not to pop the blister, because that is your body protecting that spot. So it really
is. Yeah,
I
call it nature's Band-Aid.
That's what I read too, that it's nature's Band-Aid. So summarize the whole thing for us, Dr. Friedman, with your best advice at the winter for all the different topics we've covered, including those teens that don't even want to wear a jacket because it's not fashionable. Just wrap it up with a pediatrician's best advice.
I would say my best advice is layers, layers, layers. And pay attention to what's happening with, the temperature in your area. Make sure they're taking breaks when they're out playing. Get out of wet clothes. And, of course, be very careful about safety risks in the crib and in the car seat with infants. But for those older kids, I know that they are a struggle. Layers are going to be your friends because you're probably not going to get them in the huge parka that you want them to wear. And trust me, I know. I went to college in upstate New York, and my dad tried to get me to wear this big fur hat that probably stayed at the bottom of my drawer for all 4 years. So you're going to have to find some ways to compromise, and I think layers might be the best. And if you can at least get a cute hat on them and some gloves, you're going to prevent some heat loss there.
Absolutely, and it's great advice. And remember, you are hearing from the experts from the American Academy of Pediatrics. They are the gold standard when it comes to pediatricians, and they really, really do care about families and children. That's why they went into the business of being a pediatrician. I can't even imagine, but they are the experts, and they're here to help us with all of this great information right here on Healthy Children. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes and like and rate and review. That way we can all get involved together, and like-minded people can all get in on the conversation. Of course, you can listen to us on iHeartRadio and iTunes and TuneIn and Stitcher, but we like you to listen to us on RadioMD.com. Share this important show with your friends. Share it on Facebook. That's how we all get the great information together. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD and Healthy Children. Stay well.